The aim of comparative symmetric percussion is to obtain information about the physical anatomic status of the lung. It is always performed exactly at symmetric points. The precise symmetry is essential because even at imperceptible difference in the shape or status of the thorax, the slightest curvature of the backbone or various muscular developments may change the character of the sounds. Comparative percussion proceeds in the following standard sequence. Apex, the anterior surface along the intercostal spaces, the lateral surfaces. A patient must keep both hands on his or her head. The posterior surface, over the scapula, the interscapular area, below the scapular corner. In the interscapular area, the plecimeter finger is positioned parallels to the backbone, below the scapula, along the intercostal spaces. Jay Skoda has classified percussion sounds as follows. Number one, clear and loud. Number two, dull or dullish. Number three, full or prolonged. Number four, empty or short. Number five, high. Six, low. Seven, tympanic, resonance. And eight, non-tympanic. One is produced by percussion over normal lung tissue. Its timbre is usually not musical. Its pitch and amplitude depend on age, fat, and muscle development and individual properties of the thoracic wall. Two is sometimes called femoral sound because it is produced by percussion of the thigh. It is audible during percussion over the inner organs adjacent to the thoracic wall, heart, liver, spleen, which corresponds to cardiac, liver, and spleen dullness. Dull sounds over the lung result from decreased air content or complete absence of air in some portion of the lung. Dull sounds may be of various pulmonary and extrapulmonary origin. Pulmonary nature of dull lung percussion sounds are as follows. Number one, bronchopulmonary. Number two, Crupus pneumonia and hepatization phase. Number three, pulmonary tuberculosis. Number four, lung abscess. Number five, large pulmonary infarction and pulmonary hemorrhage. Number six, lung tumors. Number seven, pulmonary edema, especially over lower lobes. Number eight, atelectasis. Dull sounds may be of pleural origin due to fluid or tumor in pleural cavity, massive adhesions of pleural layers, exudative pleuritis, hydrothorax, mesothelioma, even if the lung itself is not involved. Scar tissue in the lung also produces dullness of percussion sound. The upper border of the dullness caused by an intrapleural fluid has a peculiar shape referred to as Ellis domisole line. This line is created by a negative pressure in the pleural cavity. As a result of mediastinum displacement by an exudate, the zones of less resonance loss may be formed. They are called Garland's triangle and Grocco-Rokfuss-Koranyi triangle. If the pleural cavity contains some air combined with fluid, hydropneumothorax, the oblique Ellis domisole line on percussion is not detectable. Instead, the upper border of dullness forms a horizontal line along the fluid level. Percussion sound altitude depends on the number of oscillations in percussion. Expanded lungs are responsible for low tones in emphysema, bronchial asthma. High tones are produced on account of a limited area of infiltration within the lung tissue, initial stage of apical tuberculosis. An empty or short sound is produced by the percussion of the portion with less air content, infiltration. Principally, dullness and shortness of percussion sounds are not identical. A tympanic sound, the term traced to tympani drum, is close to musical as it is possible to evaluate its pitch and even initiate it by the voice. The shorter is the column of liberating air in percussion, the higher and more musical will be the tympanic sound. Such sound is produced over the areas of chest, adjacent to air-containing cavities. Normally, it is audible only over trobe space, see above. In pathologic conditions, tympanic sound may occur if 1. Fluid collected in the pleural cavity and the lung rises over the exudate, SCOTUS tone. 2. The exudate in pleuritis presses on the lung, but its layer is thin. 3. In relaxation of the upper lobe due to inflammatory infiltrate of the lower lobe. 4. Simultaneous presence of air and fluid in the alveoli due to edema of the lungs or croupus pneumonia in a rush phase without resolution. Percussion may produce tympanic sounds over air cavities with smooth walls if the diameter of the cavity is not smaller than the size of a walnut. The walls of the cavity must be resilient enough to produce a drum-like effect. If the air cavity is deeply seated, it is disclosed by percussion only if its size is large. Physiologic cavities such as laryngeal, tracheal, stomach, intestinal, the latter may be in the thorax in big phrenic areas, hernias, pathologic cavities, caverns, pneumothorax, bronchiectasis. Biermer's bandbox sound is a transient between tympanic and non-tympanic. It closely resembles the sound produced by knocking on an empty box. It may be observed in loss of lung elasticity, emphysema, bronchial asthmatic attack. Lunek's metallic tinkling is produced over smooth wall caverns more than 6 centimeters in diameter, and also in pneumothorax and pneumopericardium. Lunek also described another percussion sound, a cracked pot sound, or in French, bruit de pot filet. It is reproduced by beating the knee with the palms joined together. It may be normal in small children during the crying or forced expiration. In pathologic condition, this phenomenon is typical for lung cavities joined with bronchus through narrow apertures, or pneumothorax communicating with bronchus. This sound characteristically becomes clear when a patient opens his or her mouth. The sound may acquire a metallic overtone. It is a jingling sound produced by the air moving through the narrow aperture, portion by portion, with forced pushes.